With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Government shutdown is underway, and it's plunging U.S. into a fresh cycle of uncertainty as Democrat lawmakers halted efforts by the GOP to strike an agreement to keep federal government programs running as well as other services. Roughly 750,000 federal workers expected to be furloughed. Many offices could be shuttered. Another round of voting, though, is possible later Wednesday. President Trump reaching a deal for Pfizer to make prescription drugs cost less for Medicaid.
Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down.
And he says this is a major medical announcement.
This is a really big announcement. This is something that most people said was not doable. And other countries are going along because we told them that if you don't go along, you know, they didn't have to go along. But if they didn't go along, we were going to put extra tariffs on those countries.
More online platforms are giving secondhand shopping a digital upgrade, rolling out features that live stream shopping and AI-powered search to make thrifting faster as well as more exciting for some people. And while secondhand over new is often more sustainable option, experts say it is not a license necessarily to overconsume. Well, the Trump administration is closing a deal now, supposedly, with Harvard University. A truce with the country's oldest and wealthiest college would end a clash that has tested the independence of a number of colleges and universities all across America. Officials say they hope it's getting things ironed out. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of people today are talking about trans issue, especially about the young man arrested for the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
And Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
Dr. Moeller says it would be false to accuse all transgender persons of being tempted away towards such crimes, but he adds it would be very foolish to say pattern. What pattern? This is SRN News. Well, three activists in Los Angeles are charged with identifying an ICE agent.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says that the women followed the agent home, live-streamed their pursuit, and then posted the agent's address online. The defendants are each charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent. Doxing is typically a malicious practice that involves gathering private or identifying information and releasing it online without the person's permission, usually in an attempt to harass, threaten, shame, or exact revenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
School superintendent in Des Moines has resigned while challenging his deportation after being detained by immigration authorities. ICE agents had detained Ian Roberts last week, saying the Guyana native was living and working in the U.S. illegally. More details at SRNNews.com.